So apparently, this is from Sandra Hill's romance novel, Rough and Ready. Though I can't imagine this actually exists, I do know the book truly exists and the characters really exist, but the writing is so bad that I kind of want to kill myself. Anyway, here we go. Her long hair, still wet from the shower, had been combed down her back in a wet swath. Hilda was sitting on the floor, her round, wet boobs still wet from the shower's water. She dried off the water with a towel, which then became wet. Hilda gasped when she saw a reflection in her bedroom mirror. Through the slightly open door, she caught a glimpse of the chiseled abs and square jaw of the mysterious stranger who shared her cabin. She stood and spun around, her breasts swinging heavily with the momentum. She grabbed the door and flung it open, revealing shirtless Torloff, quivering with desire in the hallway. Torloff was ashamed at being caught, but his shame made him even hotter, hotter for sex. He stepped into the room, and his bulging abs accidentally smushed into Hilda's rich chest. As Hilda's buttermilk bosom squished up against his granite abs, Torloff almost had a dick aneurysm. "Hilda!" Torloff murmured thickly, his throbbing meat wand pressing against Hilda's warm thighs. "There is a secret I need not tell you. You are my forbidden desire." Hilda had been waiting to hear these words. Her heart was lifted on golden wings and soared toward a radiant sun of perfect joy. She saw herself and Torloff happy together, bathed in the golden light of love. Her snooch got all warm, too. "Torloff," Hilda moaned, her lush teats straining with desire. "I need you." Torloff, coarse abs pulsing softly in the moonlight, stood silently. Hilda looked at him expectantly. "Oh, sorry," she added. "Torloff, I need you sexually." At hearing these beautiful words, Torloff flexed his rough-hewn abs, and Hilda found herself being guided to her soft bed by the sheer force of Torloff's undulating midsection. She parted her thighs in anticipation, exposing the soft pink petals of her clunge. Torloff entered her like she was the lottery. His engorged pecker pushed inside her, and she felt fulfilled with sexual fulfillment. Hilda clutched at the bedsheets with lust and ecstasy in her hands. Her spongy, soft mountains hurled to and fro with each pounding. Her body was like a beautiful flower that was opening and somebody was pushing their dick inside it. Then Torloff moaned, arched his back, and suffered from... Then Torloff moaned, arched his back, and suffered from dick Parkinson's. He pumped in all of his pearlescent sperms as Hilda spasmed with so many orgasms. The two lay still for a moment as the stinky scent of lovemaking billowed around the room. Hilda got out of bed, still shimmering with orgasm. She glowed with contentment like a cat who ate the cream of the crop. She walked across the room and picked up her towel, still wet with shower water. "Torloff," she said softly, "there's something I have to tell you." But her bed was empty. Torloff was gone, escaped out of the bedroom window. In the distance, Hilda heard the fading sound of galloping abs.